This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK. And load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com as we wind up the week. Joining me again, as he is currently on the mend, is the Chief Instructor at Combat Speed LLC. That would be Super Dave Harrington. How are you feeling today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. Appreciate you having me here.
Are you running a 4240 yet, or are you still working towards that?
Oh, no, man. I was fixing to tell you straight up. Yesterday was my first post-surgery outing, 3 weeks to the day, pretty much. And I had to get out of the house, man, for my own psychological well-being. So I went to the range, did some accuracy work, had a blast.
Yeah.
Stayed occupied the full day. But by the time I got in, it was late, and I was smoking like a cheap cigar, but I felt really good this morning. You know, today's been, yesterday was an opportunity to work a lot of the soreness out of my left leg.
Okay.
So I'm doing real well, man.
Outstanding. That means you'll be up and around, and then maybe I can entertain my idea that I want to take a Super Dave class. Anyway. One of the things that you did along the way as we've been speaking is you got me to take a second look at Glock. And the second look that I took was based off of what you told me was the gun you carry, which is the Glock 45, which at the time when we were having this discussion, what is it that you like about that gun?
Well, primarily, the when you get into... You know, the aspect of carrying concealed, you have to take into consideration the overall length of the slide or the top end of the gun. And the G19 itself, in its standard offering, the Glock 19, the frame, my hands are too big for the frame.
Right.
It's very problematic. I have to work at firing a G19 well. Whereas the newer Gen 5 G45 has the standard G17 frame with a G19 top end. And that's the baseline right there. On the high end of the scale, in respect to what I'm able to accomplish with that specific pistol, what I like about it, is it cycles extremely fast. Okay?
Right.
Because you know, it's a shorter length, less weight, blah, blah, blah. But it cycles faster. I use that to my advantage at times, depending on, you know, what the shooting solution is for whatever problem I'm faced with. The, G17 frame is everything that I need, because of the size of my hands, to run that pistol as effectively as possible. It's almost like that specific frame size It just fits my hands perfectly. So you combine those two aspects, it makes the G45 an extremely manageable pistol for me to shoot well. You see what I mean?
I do.
And I can also, drive it pretty hard, you know, in respect to taking advantage of its inherent mechanical characteristics.
Right. See, when I got that gun, I had not thought about it, but a few years back, I had purchased a SIG P320, which had the full-size grip and the 320 compact slide up top. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw the Glock 19X and when I saw that and I saw these other things, I was thinking, how stupid is this? Simply because I just didn't understand that meld between the two. I like a big gun. If I can carry a big gun, I'm going to carry a big gun. However, I have I like to think that I have matured enough to where I now make the distinction between a big gun and more capacity.
Okay.
So this weekend, I have assembled the P320 carry, which is the same form factor as the Glock 45. The Glock 45, the FN509, which is the first gen, which that was the full-size gun, but it was, you know, had a sort of a carry slide and a full-size grip. And I have jacked up the mag capacity on a CZ P10C simply because I'm such a CZ fanboy that I wanted to throw that in there. So I have four guns to shoot. And I'm going to take these four out to shoot. And I'm not really looking to, I'm not trying to determine which one is the better one, because I kind of think right now, as they're all sitting, I prefer the ergonomics to the P10, but it's not actually the form factor that the other three are. I think out of the other three, it's going to be the Glock 45.
Okay.
So, but I just want, I just thought I would go out there and check that. But, I mean, now that's the form factor that I want the most. That's the only form factor I really like.
Right.
Where did you, from what gun did you come to get to the Glock 45? What were you carrying at the time when you discovered the Glock 45?
Well, I've normally fired G17s. I've had, over the years, I've worked through many Glocks, but predominantly Glock 17s.
Right.
I have one G17 Gen 4. That's a dedicated truck gun. But I weeded out the other Gen 4s, and I now basically support a stable of Gen 5 guns.
Right.
Which I have two 17s, a G45, and two 34s. So, and they're, respectively set up for different, gigs, I guess. Example, one of them's an IDPA gun. One of them is a USPSA carry optic blaster. Along those lines. Theme guns, I guess.
But yeah.
My go-to work gun is a stock Gen 5 G45.
Right. Yeah, I'm very impressed with the Gen 5, too. That was the thing, that was the hook you used to get me to look at these, was to go look at the Gen 5. Although, I think right now in my Glock stable, I've got a 43, a 26, a Gen 5 19, a Gen 5 7, or Gen 4 17, and a Gen 5 45. I don't have a 34. I've always liked a 34. What would that ever be a gun? I tell you what, we're coming up on the break.
Okay.
Tell everybody how to find you on. Yes, sir. Tell everybody how to find you on social media.
Right now, you can just shoot me an email at superdaveharrington@gmail.com. I'm getting ready to turn the website on combatspeed.com Friday. Actually, next Friday, not today. Next Friday.
Good. We'll have something to hawk from that point on. We'll be right back. My guest is Super Dave Harrington, and this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load
at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC, and that is Super Dave Harrington. We were talking about shooting guns and everything, form factors, all these other things. As far as a Glock 34 is concerned, I was going to ask you, does a Glock 34, does that actually have a fighting handgun purpose as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, some people think it's too long or, you know.
Call it straight, bro. Dig this.
Okay.
One, it's a Glock. It will go bang. You leave it alone, leave it stock, they go bang every time.
Right.
So you've got the inherent mechanical reliability. Now, with the G5s, you also have enhanced accuracy. So therefore, whatever percentage you want to apply towards inherent mechanical accuracy, you get a good increase there over the Gen 4s. Of course, you have to have the ability, the skill to figure that out. But I'm telling you straight up, that improved marksman barrel is legit. It's a marked improvement over the Gen 4 guns. Now, from a standpoint of, you know, fighting, I mean, your kit and equipment can be anything you want it to be. But, you know, it's just like I consider, you know, the Gen 5 34 that I have set up with the Trigicon SRO as a carry optic blaster in USPSA. I consider that my high cap gun. I run extended mags with it. And even from a range workout standpoint, I'll use Glock 25 round max. I don't know if you're, you know, aware those are available. They've been available for some time now, I think, but it's kind of, you know, under the radar screen. But I would certainly recommend, if you're going to set up what I would consider a work kit, I would use the Glock 25-round mag as a standard.
Okay.
Feed whatever flavor of Glock you're firing. But there's nothing wrong with using a 34 as a go-bang gun.
I've always liked that, but the problem becomes length, which the G45 is a much easier gun to...
Well, you know, the size of the gun, the way the gun acts, you know, respect. When you're being aggressively firing, rapid firing, there's pros and cons to everything.
Right.
It's just an individual decision point. You know, that once you make it, you stick with it or stick with it long enough until you figure out there's something you want to do different.
Taking my son in that. Do you do, like... One of the things I don't like about Glocks is I wish they'd do an undercut on them.
Okay.
So the only thing I do to Glocks now is to have my son who, he can do the whole stipple job and all that other stuff, but I just ask him to do the undercut on the on the gun just to get me past the dreaded Glock knuckle, which, you know, happens.
Right. That can be problematic at times, absolutely.
Yeah. So... As you, I mean, do you, when you're talking about getting them and keeping them stock and everything, do you do anything like that? Like maybe tweak the undercut, maybe change the sights?
I do on Trigicon HD XR night sights.
Right. Okay.
And that's it. I do nothing else. Once upon a time, interesting story. When the metal finishing company Robar was extant, I acquired some Gen 5 G17 trigger groups, sent to Robar, and I had them disassembled, clean, polished, and then treated with MP3, which is, you know, by reputation, an extremely slip self lubricant. And of course, you know, assembled the trigger groups and I did some testing. Now you would think that having gone through all of that, there would have been a benefit to it. Especially, you know, since, you know, with the MP3 coating. absolutely no difference in feel. You know, any kind of felt input was negligible, if you could even feel it.
Right.
And from a performance standpoint, I mean, you know, it went bang every time. But the MP3 coating had, you know, no, I expected to be considerably noticeable. So I was kind of stunned when I was like, whoa, dude, this, did I put the right trigger group back in the gun? It was that non-noticeable. But leave them alone. Leave them stock. Learn how to run the gun. You know, have some good gear, but put your money in ammunition and training time, practice time. Know the difference. Know the difference between training, know the difference, you know, about practicing. But you got to do both. It's got to balance out.
Right.
But you also have to, have, you know, live a good life, too. But, you know, the way things are going nowadays, it's kind of like getting kind of hard to bet on the future without some serious we the people action taking place.
Well, if you
that's
want
about
to.
As clean as I can say that.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty good stuff, though. I like the way you do that. Very well thought out. And if you want to talk about that in the next segment when we get come back, I would like to talk about that. I'd also like to talk about not what I actually think of the coronavirus, because I think the coronavirus is one of those things where the media's hyped it up.
Right.
But if we actually did have a circumstance where something like coronavirus that had run amok,
Right. Well, the coronavirus is a test run.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about that when we get back, because we're coming up on the next break. Straight off of a recent operation where he's now almost like a bionic man, we're joined this evening by Super Dave Harrington of Combat Speed LLC. Next week he's going to have his website up, and now you'll be able to go there and you'll be able to register for the class a little bit easier, because that makes things easier. I think when Steve started that, and then just recently Keita Bussey has put up her website, this is something, this gets you greater access to these people. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is raising the global risk of the coronavirus to very high after it has spread to at least 48 countries. This is the news that a Northern California woman became infected with coronavirus despite not visiting a foreign country or coming in contact with an infected person. All that being said, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes...
Now, before we start having widespread panic that we have now some random woman with the disease, the important thing to remember, this is Solano County. This is the Travis Air Force Base, where we have a large amount of people being quarantined.
And your final numbers on Wall Street as they're wrapping up their worst week since the 2008 financial crisis. The Dow lost 355 points. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank will act as appropriate to support the U.S. economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Now, Super Dave, you've been all around the world and battled, you know, all manner of people that are foreign that would be a threat to the country.
Yeah, I've been in third world situations.
Yeah.
I'll
now,
deal with that. Yeah.
Yeah. When you go to a third world area where everything's broken down, there's no civic order, there's no local government, there's very few roads, no plumbing, no nothing. That's a little bit like the Armageddon they're trying to promote here with coronavirus, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now you said something about
you. Whole countries, it is absolutely every man for himself, man, woman, child.
So you said you thought this might be a test suite, perhaps, or something? What do you think coronavirus is?
You know, the conspiracy theorists out there in the pile, think about this. The coronavirus is relatively, it'll kill you left untreated. And it's, you know, it's doing its thing, it's spreading. But I kind of see it as a test run. I mean, think about it, man. You can have your best mathematician sit down, do the math on a projected infection rate, you know, worldwide infection rate, but based on the interconnectivity of, you know, basically what could be considered a world society, you can't contain it, man. You can't control it.
Right.
I just see this kind of as, you know, the possibility of it actually being a test run for the release of have deadlier agents in the future. But the bottom line is I'm not stressing out about it either.
Right.
Whether you get sick and have to be treated or you get sick and die, the worst game over for you. But there's still no reason to panic and cause the kind of problems that generates in and of itself.
When I was in the military in the 80s, we referred to whatever we would be doing to find a nuclear, biological, or chemical agent as MOP, Military Occupational Protection Posture.
Right.
What is it nowadays? What do they call it nowadays? Or is it the same thing?
Man.
And me either. I mean,
I have no idea. We did our, annual quals, MOP gear, blah, blah, blah. It was pretty much the same.
But yeah.
I've been away from it for 17 years, so I have no idea what type of kit and equipment they have in respect to NBC warfare now. I would certainly hope it's better than what we had.
But it all comes down nowadays, as an example with coronavirus, I'm hearing the best thing to have on hand to maintain the edge as far as not catching it is a N95 respirator, which you can find plentifully at Home Depot.
Right. I understand, man, but frankly, speaking for myself,
sure,
I'm not digging on the thought of having to wear a mask 24/7. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
How bad is the virus? Is there a cure? Is there, a treatment for the sickness? I don't know, man. I'm just not going to get spun up over it.
I'm not either.
There's no reported cases in Florida yet, to my knowledge.
This year we're going to probably we'll have 63,000 people die of the flu, and I bet you we won't have
the numbers upside down.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see nearly. I don't think we'll see a tenth of the deaths worldwide off of coronavirus. I don't know. I don't know what it may have already passed that, but when you got 63,000 people a year dying of the flu in the United States with the medical care system that we have in place, the flu is some serious stuff. So I'm not too spun up about this. I'm not with SARS. I remember.
Look at the Spanish influenza.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable, man. People. At that time in that era, it was mind-blowing for them. That would be mind-blowing today.
Yeah.
To have something like that transpire. But I don't think the coronavirus is it. Of course, I could be wrong, man. It's like, it's all guesswork. And I just had the thought. The fact of the matter is you can't even watch the news, and I actually believe any of it, and believe what they're putting out in the first place.
Right.
I don't trust the media. I don't trust the government. Everything's up for grabs right now. And the sad part about it is, it shouldn't be. Doesn't need to be. So, what do you do with that? Kind of hard to, make decisions based on future projections when they're, when that's even up for grabs. You can't even do that. I'm not a very happy American right now, dude. I don't know if that's coming across right now or not.
Just a little bit. Just a smidge. But that's okay, Dave. I gave my limited time that I was in the military. I gave them my time, and I gave them my youth. And I look at it today and I see it's almost like I wasted my time doing it because defending.
I wouldn't say that, dude. I don't feel that way.
Well, I mean, what we defended.
Feel that way at all.
Well, I mean, when I took the oath, I wasn't sitting there going, well, I'm only going to defend the conservatives and the military veterans. I defended the entirety of the United States and the Constitution. And everybody my contribution was given out, spread over everybody. And now there's just so much division in everything. And I mean, nobody looks at the sacrifice that I made with my time, that you made with your time and parts of your body.
You know what the biggest issue is right now?
What's that?
It's because, I'm going to put this right at my own feet. People have waited entirely too long to get fed up with what's going on.
Yeah.
And frankly, if something is not done about it pretty quick, I mean, you know, through the legal process, the election's coming up, blah, blah, blah. Until then, we'll have to put up with all the crap. But, you know, we'll get on the other side of these elections and let the dust settle and see what we're working with then.
Right.
And even then, you know, we may have to get together and do some serious We the People stuff.
Yeah, well.
Ain't no telling. But that, without, be right for it.
That's always something that sits in the back of my mind. That's always something that sits in the back of my mind. And everybody, I got a question to ask you about that. When we get back, I don't have time to allow you the time you need for the answer to that. But very shortly, okay. At Combat Speed LLC, there's going to be a website going up, and then you guys can track down Super Dave himself and go and train with him. He is healing up and getting ready to take it to another, back to a bionic level, I guess, because he's got new parts. And carrying guns, strapped to walkers and everything else, just doing the deed every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. So then, talking to Super Dave Harrington. Now, Dave has a background and a quite the resume to stack up against anybody. So when I ask him the kind of questions I'm asking him, I'm really looking for his answer simply because he spent more time in the military than I did. Later, when did you join?
78.
So you were in the military when I joined, and you stayed in the military after I got out. That's the way that worked out. Because you retired, what, in 2000 to 2003?
I had about a year and a half, 2 year break in service, but that's about right.
Yeah. Now, one thing that would happen in the event of a, a coronavirus outbreak where everything started going down, is that it would very much become like a third world scenario, wouldn't it? If it got out of control, there's not going to be services. There's not going to be the police. There's not going to be anything. It's going to become one of these moonscapes, like some of the places that you've walked through and I've walked over when it's been passed. And then it's going to become what would you recommend to people? I've never put together a bug out bag before, for example, mainly because my biggest thing about bugging out is that I feel like I'd be better off bugging in.
Okay, that's an option.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a water source near me, right next door to me. I got a bunch of cattle, and I live in the city, and I got a bunch of cattle right beside me. So, I mean, if it came down to it, we'd just get, while everybody else is having one of those days, I'll be having a steak.
Right.
So,
So hit me, man. What are you asking me?
So I'm asking, in the event that it became like a third world thing, I'm fully aware of the idea that it might become necessary to get out. When somebody has to get out there, now you're facing all kinds of logistical problems. You need how much water does everybody need? A gallon a day, 5 gallons a day? What is it?
Right. Well, in a
in a set of circumstances of civil unrest here in this country. Basically, it's going to take a little time for the dust to settle to find out who the haves and the have-nots are. Because the have-nots are going to want what the haves have. And that's when it's going to get ugly. When people absolutely understand that we're about anywhere from 3 to 4 days away from reverting to the human animal that we actually are.
At any given time.
It'll get savage pretty quick.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, well, in my mind's eye, I'm talking about, you know, the actions of what you consider right now to be law-abiding citizens. I mean, we haven't even focused on the criminal element yet. They'll run hog wild. You know, anytime you have civil unrest on that level or, dysfunctional society happening, taking place, it's going to get brutal pretty quick. But in respect of either bugging out or bugging in, check this out. If you're going to bug in, that's a totally different animal, man. That's pretty much self-explanatory. You need, resources, blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to bug out, one thing that you need to immediately and always keep in the forefront of your mind is you should only plan and prioritize what you need based on your ability to carry it.
Right.
Because the luxury of vehicles and fuel and all that, you know, you're going to have to be looking at alternate sources of transportation. But the bottom line is nothing replaces the leather personnel carriers. You know what I mean? If you can't physically carry it and support the weight,
right?
You know, it's not going to happen. So, and I'll give you an example. You know, there's dudes I know specifically that, you know, are considerably well off, and they have, you know, legit resources set aside. Whereas I myself, I can't afford to do that. So depending on, you know, I'll be making a decision pretty quick.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is I'll be bugging out of here because it'll be a goal simply just to get out of Florida. That'll be my first goal.
Right.
But, I think people will be, I think they will finally get it, hopefully. You would think they would get it when they're given an opportunity to actually see the results of their action and decisions. Because it's going to get bad.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I'm not living any other way.
Right.
Other than the American way. It's all I know. It's all I love. It's all I care about. And if you're on the other side of that, then...
You have chosen poorly. They have chosen poorly if they're on the other side of that.
Right, exactly. But see, they're not used to being held responsible for their actions.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's what emboldens them, because so far they've been able to, what little limited stuff they brought to the table as far as, violence, they don't really understand the nature of violence, the way to employ violence. They don't understand hyperviolence. So, that's what they would need is hyperviolence. And I don't think they even understand what that means and how ruthless it would be pressed against them. And, you know, that's bad on them. I mean, it's a roll of the dice, but sometimes the game is fixed, and coming up against a bunch of veterans that's a rigged game. You're going to lose. My thoughts,
well,
anyway.
Even if I wind up on the losing side.
Yeah.
I'm fighting to the death.
Sure. We're losing on our terms.
I'll make my life count.
Well, I don't think we'd be on the losing side, though, Dave.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, the military's not going to come down on us. There's some people.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people are getting sideways over what some unlawful body of government says or tries to do.
It's because the media
being held responsible by somebody like that.
Yeah, the media acts as a megaphone. So when they get out there and they say that, for example, that because I like AR-15s and I believe everybody has a right to AR-15s, I contribute to deaths of children every day. When they get out there and say that, then that gets amplified by the media, and then to the unknowns who are, you know, that aren't really participating. To them, that's like a big deal. You know, we're out here doing this, and you're getting kids killed, and that's where I think the danger comes. If they really believe that we are doing these things, they're just about you know, bound to have to pick something up and try to fight us to stop that, but. The problem is, one, we're not those people, and the other problem is that if they do pick them up, they're not going to be able to let them go fast enough, because we will meet them. We'll meet them in the middle, and we'll keep on going, and they'll be just, you know, mud, I guess. But before we run out of time, we're about to run out of time. Now, see, this is, I didn't know you. I'm going to be tapping into this Super Dave going forward. I'll be tapping into this patriotic Dave guy. So, anyway.
You got to be careful with that, bro.
Well, just,
I encourage you to do so, but I don't want to get sideways with the FAA or whoever controls
FCC.
FCC.
If the FAA comes in here, that means we won't be able to fly wherever we want to fly. Anyway,
that'll be bad.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Mr. Bell. Take care. Be safe.
We'll do it again next week. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.